Darren, picture it. Theme song, just the way it used to be. Lights up.
But different.
But different. It's us. It's you and me. We're talking. It's you and me. We're both here. And then suddenly, I don't remember how we used to start this show. Do you have anything to say about Wayne and on how we might have used to have done that?
Didn't we used to strip naked and have a heart-to-heart?
You're wrong. Friends, welcome back to another episode of Friends with Microphones. My name is DJ.
And shirts, apparently. Apparently we're wearing shirts this time around.
My name
is Darren.
Damn it, I'm rusty. I already peaked my mic. Are you freaking kidding me? We've been recording for like a ding-dang minute, and I've gone and peaked the microphone, Darren.
Well, not my fault, so.
No, it is your fault.
I tried.
Okay, we need to talk about... Here's the thing. When people say we need to talk about the elephant in the room, they usually mean that there's one very large thing that we should all be paying attention to.
Well, there is an elephant in the room.
Yeah, but I think my point is that we've got something of a jungle safari in this episode here, where we've got a few elephants that we have to... I almost said take care of, but I would never do that, so...
I'm going to take that elephant out back, and it's going to play on a farm from now on.
I don't condone the killing of elephants, unlike Darren. Listen, here's the thing.
No. It's going to go to the farm where all your fish went, and your dogs, and cats, and brother.
Duh. Here's the thing, folks.
Maybe he should have done the dishes.
Oh, we're just back, huh? Okay. you know... A lot of people that have podcasts, they maintain a sense of regularity, and they like to upload consistently, and they like to, you know, do that because they think it's good. We took...
but we know that they're wrong.
They're wrong. 9 out of 10 podcasters recommend a weekly schedule, but we're just those one podcaster who... Well, wait. I guess 8 out of 10 podcasters recommend... And we're 2 out of those 10 who'd say, what's consistency?
Keep them guessing.
Keep them guessing. Randomly, abruptly change seasons. Folks, it's season 2. We've done it.
Welcome to season 2. We have a new showrunner. It's Moffat, so get ready for some puzzle boxes.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
And that is Doctor Who reference, yes?
I mean, or Sherlock, or... Or some of the other stuff he does. I don't know. I don't really.
Oh, he does other stuff. Well, that's, I mean, pat on the back for Moffat, whatever his first name may be. So I would say that's the first sort of elephant in the room that we have is we're back. And I think maybe if you're looking closely at your podcast feed, if all goes well by the time this is uploaded, you'll notice that.
As you're looking at podcast Facebook in 2025.
Oh, you're talking about the potential future of podcasts. I see.
Yeah, yeah. At this rate of uploading.
Here's the thing, is that we did decide that this should be season 2, and therefore, I think, if all goes to plan, I have retroactively gone back and changed all the episode titles of the first things that we uploaded, and included something along the lines of S1 in front of all the episode numbers to indicate that this is, in fact, the first season. And this will be
and
titled...
And then we're going to do it like homework, where it's like question 1... A through I, and then it's going to have I, and go into Roman numerals. So your teacher will tell you you only have 3 questions, but really, it's 170.
Oh, that's... Darren, I'm not even laughing, because that's not a joke. That's not funny to me, because that's how frustrating...
It's not
how
a joke, it's our podcast. We have a serious big boy podcast.
And that's why we've renamed it. It's no longer called Friends with Microphones. We're now Serious Big Boys, and we're here to help you with all your problems. Really serious problems.
We're going to help
problems.
You go to the bank... Yep, I carry your rent. DJ punches the teller.
So this is season 2, and that's one elephant, and here we are. The other elephant that we have to address, and...
Wow, we're just crossing the Alps today.
Yep, the Alps, where the elephants are. The other elephant that we kind of have to pay attention to is... And I'm just going to open the floor to this because I figured he was going to mention it eventually. Darren saw me commit a food crime earlier, and
you committed such a food crime. You broke the Food Geneva Convention.
What I would like to do is I would like to open the floor to Darren. I would like you to completely from your perspective, and I will do my best not to interrupt you. I would like you to tell the people what you saw over webcam. I will not really mute my microphone, but here we go.
Set the scene. The lights are low. Life is good. Calm. Normal. DJ sits alone on a webcam with two elephants in the back of the room. He is eating pasta. Penne. Goes. Fork out of frame. Next thing I see is a scraping motion. Next thing else I see is him lifting up his phone, and then he eats from his phone as though it's his fork.
As though he
used his used his knife to scrape onto his phone because, man, folks, forks are just so hard, and you know, phones are just such multi-use tools at this point, so why not be a utensil on top of being everything else in your life?
I just spilled! I spilled on top of it!
It was so casual. You did that so confidently.
I spilled. I made an error, and I dropped pasta onto my phone by accident. And as I went to reach the fork into my phone to get the pasta, really think about what I'm saying there. I reached my fork in, and I was like, "Hey, wait a minute! Metal on my phone screen might not be such a hot idea." And I could just dump this back into the bowl. But for what outcome? To just use my fork again? What's the point? And so I just sort of instinctively...
What is the point?
And a few things happened at once. I lifted my phone up, the pasta made contact with my lips, and then as I kind of realized what I was doing, I looked over and remembered that I was actively on webcam with Darren, and I was like, well, that's a me. That's me being seen by another human being doing this awful thing.
And I'd just like to let you know that I've consulted with the tribunal, and you've been downloaded from Big Boy to Medium Boy.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll have to earn that back in an open combat.
With who?
I don't know, probably lasagna. You've had penne already.
Oh, I see. It's food combat for my food crime. I get it.
Yeah.
I do understand. Darren, so much has changed since season one, and... I'd like to talk about some of those changes. I'm a new person.
Yeah. I keep trying to talk while you drink water. That's new.
I do drink water now. I like to stay hydrated. I like to stay healthy. I like to be in peak physical shape always.
He drank nothing but coffee and Monster for 5 years. His pee would glow. So much. I could see he closed the bathroom door and I'd still see it.
And we don't live in the same city, folks, so that was a glow. It was a hell of a glow that you could see across the...
You see, okay, we live in Canada. Now, you've heard of the Northern Lights, and you think that's a natural phenomenon, but no, that's a combination of coffee and Monster to the nth degree.
Look, I'm fine. And also... Darren's lying. It's a funny joke he's telling for a podcast. I do not drink Monster. Here's the ironic thing about what you're doing here with this little joke you've got prepared. I didn't used to drink coffee, and I actually do now. And also, you're drinking Monster. So eat my balls, Darren.
Oh, I'm repping a full Kyle life right now.
We've also retroactively changed our names. Darren is now, of course, Kyle. And that's with two Y's, and neither of them are where you think they are.
See, this is the problem, is that we decided to you know, rather than have us do this, when you have new showrunners and you're kind of designing by committee, sometimes they take over, and sometimes you get outvoted. And that's why my name is Kyle now.
His name is Kyle. I stuck with DJ because I really stood my ground on what I wanted to kind of have as my branding. I really cared a lot about making sure that... I maintained just sort of who I was down to my truest form, you know?
Yeah, except DJ now stands for Durgron Jumbo, so that doesn't really help.
Durgron Jumbo was, I would say regrettably, that was the battle I chose to lose in that corporate meeting we had. I said, I need DJ, I'll do anything. And it was really that turning point. When I said, I'll do anything to keep DJ, their eyebrows went up and I went, oh no. And they went, oh, we'll keep DJ, Durgron. And I was
DJ,
like, that can't
DJ,
be it.
DJ, why did we give 99.4% of our company away for a sleeve of Oreos?
I'm not sure, but I love these tasty, tasty Oreos. Should we go to our first ad break for Oreos, Darren?
They're half stuffed. I didn't even think they made that.
Well, that's just, isn't that just Oreo Thins? Aren't those real?
What? God damn it. See, I try to make a joke, and this goddamn company has already made, it's like the multiverse of Oreos. They've already made an Oreo for every version of this world.
I'm trying to think about whether or not, I mean, I'm having a lot of thoughts right now, but I'm genuinely trying to think right now about whether or not the thin Oreos also have less cream, or if it is just a smaller cookie.
No, see, that's what I'm talking about. The crime against nature that would be an Oreo that is a regular sized cookie and just half as much cream.
Oh yeah, no, that would be bad. That would absolutely be bad. And if we gave away the majority, hefty majority of our company to some corporate overlords for that sleeve of Oreos, we would be the stupidest people I think I'd ever known.
Yeah. Imagine getting a Twinkie, but instead of cream in the inside, it's just that foam kind of outside bread the whole way through.
The foam outside bread?
It's not real bread. It can't. It's made out of like crushed dreams and.
Are you talking
chalk.
About Twinkie carbs?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's I don't know what that stuff's made of. Pretty sure man hasn't figured it out yet.
So just to be clear, just to be totally clear, what you're hypothesizing is a Twinkie where the outside is Twinkie carb and the inside is more of that bread?
Yeah. Oh. Can you imagine the sadness?
Oh, the creamless Twinkie.
Don't you lie to me.
Well, they have that. They have that, Darren.
No, your face. Oh. Your face breathes lies.
Take your time and Google it. Why not? We got time. We got all the time in the world, baby. Season 2. Google it. Google a creamless Twinkie.
I looked it up and it just says, fuck DJ.
Oh, isn't that odd? Because I just looked it up and it said, fuck DJ. So I guess,
that's
the truth.
Actually it.
How good can we get at search engine optimization that we can make a page pop up that's called Fuck You DJ every time somebody Googles creamless Twinkie?
I think we could pull that off.
Would that be a domain worth buying? Let's see if Fuck You DJ is available. This won't take long. FUCKU.
While you're doing that, I'm going to tell a quick story while you're looking that up. So I work at a camera store, and the camera store is in a mall. And we are very far away from the mall speakers, but somebody who put the music on, it's not the kind of radio that would play in a mall. It's more like their playlist on their iPhone. Which is fine, except certain songs show up quite a bit, one of them being the Friends theme song.
What?
So whenever I'm walking through the mall, there's a good 1/30th, 1/20th of the time, the Friends theme song is just playing. And so I'm in the bathroom, and I'm, you know, doing my thing, as nature intends, and it gets right to the part where the clap goes,
hear
from the stall just to the right of mine, the clap, the...
No.
And there's like, how do I put this? There's like one too many people in that bathroom for that to be considered socially acceptable. And at least one of those people was me.
So somebody, did they think they were alone? Why would they do that?
Huh? Just extreme confidence that needs to be shut down.
No.
This is the issue. The issue is when you then go to leave the stall and you end up leaving the stall at the same time they leave their stall, and there's like 10 people in this bathroom.
No.
And you go, it's a bunch of people that are like, you know how in a bathroom you generally don't make eye contact or anything like that, and you go out of your way to not acknowledge that other people exist?
It's the rule, yes.
It's like an extra layer of that. Like, people were facing literally, like, the corner of the room, if possible, to do extra amounts of not acknowledging what just happened.
No! Did they think it was you?
I don't know. I really hope not, because I work at the mall, so they could see me again.
So no one told you what to not do when you poop.
I'm just sad now.
We're all sad, Darren. You made me sad with your bad... You kidding me? Season two? Is this what you want to do? You want to make me cry on air?
What if they didn't clap with their hands?
They did. Stop it. I don't need to hear about those dummy thick cheeks in the bathroom stall doing God's work.
That doesn't sound like God's work.
God's work is clapping along to the Friends theme song, Taryn. That's what it is.
I'm cutting this off. Have you looked up how much is this?
Oh, have domain. I looked up what?
The domain? You were looking it up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. $17 for the year.
We can't do this, DJ.
No, I know we can't do this.
You're like, you get up, you wake up one day, you're 43, and they go, hey, shouldn't you have gotten a mortgage by now? And you go, no, but I do spend $836 a month on gag domains.
I'm not going to buy a bunch of gag domains. That's not my bit. I know who it belongs to. I just need this one. and then it'll all be over. And it'll be like a flavor of the month. Every so often, it'll lead to, you know, something different. It'll be,
this month's flavor, disappointment.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, it'll just be what it'll be, you know?
And since we are back from, you know, the abyss, the Mariana Trench, as, you know, the elite of society would say.
Say that word again.
The Mariana Trench.
And then explain it and use it in another sentence?
Welcome to the Mariana Trench. James Cameron was been here before.
You're talking about the Marianas Trench.
Yes, I have. Yeah, yes, been there. I've been there.
Yes, I anyway, have, so... he says.
So, anyway, with us, you may notice we have a podcast that has come back after, I would say, quite a short break in the scale of the heat death of the universe, but some people might consider it a bit longer than that. and with that, today we have actually launched quite a few things. DJ, would you like to say a couple of those things that we have launched?
You know, Darren, you and I had a very strict conversation the other day about how we would not date this podcast, and yet here you are saying today. Let's talk about today. Today is July 27th, 2019. On the day this podcast is being released is that day. And it is unstuck in time. It is completely independent of the concept of time. It is second Christmas, and that is how it shall be known. The official Rainproof Media new anniversary, second Christmas.
Second Christmas.
If you are listening to this on the day it releases, somehow, because you got wind that this shit show would be back on the fucking tracks, then you know that Rainproof Media suddenly went hard. Darren, if it's July 27th, yeah. I believe we have the first episode up of our new series, Edible. Is that true?
No, we do. That
I believe
true.
There is a huge comeback episode of one show that I like to call Me and My Stupid Island, but you like to call it Darren for Super President.
Darren for Super President. Hell yeah. We're back on the road, boys.
Thought about renaming it Me and My Stupid Island?
No, because I don't own an island yet. I'm getting there.
Right. That's fair. So you will eventually rename it to Me and My Stupid Island. This is correct?
Well, you know, I figure I might as well just buy Love Island, and then that could be my island.
You're going to buy Love Island. Okay, well, that doesn't...
Is that a real island or just what they call the show?
You might also notice that our website, as our sort of central hub of everything Rainproof, is up and running, he said? Questioning?
Yes, it's up and running.
Questioning his boss?
If you right now go to rainproofmedia.com.
Or fuckyoudj.com.
No, do not. You can't afford these, DJ.
I told you. I'm getting one. I got one. It belongs to me. I'm telling you. Listen, cards on the table. This is not my bit. Justin McElroy does this. I don't do this, but I've got one. I'm allowed one. I'm not going to buy 100 of these in my lifetime. I bought one.
Anyway.
And it's a business expense, so we're going to need to write this off.
Absolutely not.
I need $17, Darren. How do I buy groceries, Darren? I bought fucking DJ.com. I can't just also buy hot dogs and ginger
milk.
Ale.
And hot dogs and milk. That's it. That's the whole grocery list. If you go to rainproofmedia.com, fuck. If you go to rainproofmedia.com, you'll see basically a list of every project that we have active right now. We will, of the major ones that do uploads, we'll have an uploads tab so you can see what's going on YouTube. You can see when the podcasts come out. We will have a little about us. We'll have ways so you can support us if you feel like it. We've got this. We're going ham, okay?
We're going way too ham.
All out. No, nah.
I shouldn't say two ham. I should say three ham. Beep, 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 beep. Here we go.
Yep, it's three hams. Well, because it's a Christmas ham, realistically, because it's second Christmas.
And everyone knows that the size of a Christmas ham is roughly three regular hams, and that's just science.
You just want to know, where did they get the ham? It's actually, you know, it's manufactured offshore, you know. They don't quite, because it's not quite legal, but if you do it offshore, you can get away with it.
Oh, absolutely.
But, yeah, but you'll see everything from, you'll see links to our friends with microphones there, Darren for Super President. You'll see both of our TikToks there, see some fun stuff on Twitter, on yep. Instagram. Basically, anything you could want, oh, we got going.
Listen, and you gotta actually follow us on those Twitter and TikTok accounts. Because like Darren said, it's just the main stuff that's going to show up on that uploads page. You're not going to get a fancy little blog post update every time we make a stupid, shitty 15-second joke on TikTok. And by shitty, I mean worth following for. They're going to be real funny.
I mean worth about 8 seconds of your life, but it's a 15-second video. We're going to call them Vine good, but TikTok long.
Yeah, Vine good, TikTok long. Vine good, TikTok long. Vine good, TikTok long. Clap along, Darren.
This is not Vine meant good, to be a TikTok baseball long. Chant.
Man, I'm really clipping that mic with that clapping, hey? Damn. All right.
You should have learned your lesson with friends.
You should have learned your... Fuck you. Darren, I'm worried about some of the people I work with now. For those who don't know or don't care, well, it'd be weird if you didn't care, and I was still going to tell you.
For those who don't care.
Now, for those who don't care, here's the reason I mostly actually said I'm a changed man since we last recorded this podcast. I am now, listen, I'm not going to brag. I'm the kind of guy that buzzes his own hair. I give myself buzz cuts. I'm that kind of guy now. My hair looks fresh as hell.
Because you hate Big Barber and you want to take down that whole company.
Big Barber is done. 2019, that's my goal. I'm taking down Big Barber. All right. For real, though, I literally just wanted to stop spending money on haircuts. And my mom was like, I'll send you a pair of clippers. And I was like, hell yeah, mom to the rescue. Classic me. Need my mom to send me clippers. So I buzz my hair. That's how I'm a new person. Another way that I'm a new person, remember all those classic funny bits and jokes we used to get because I was a delivery person and used to see all the wackier sides of the world? I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I know. He's been crushed by humanity.
I've been crushed by humanity and the reality that tips are not a reliable income. So... I'm a dishwasher. And here's the thing here's the thing about becoming a dishwasher in a seafood restaurant. You stink like fish, boy, all the time. Never don't stink like fish. I do what I can.
That's actually my favorite bumper sticker ever is never don't stink like fish.
And you can buy never don't stink like fish bumper
no,
stickers
can't.
Now
you
at rainproofmedia.com.
No. We don't have any merch and I don't plan on it for at least like 3 days, if not a few years.
Three
anyway, moving
days.
On.
He's eager, folks.
I said if not a few years, moving on. Anyway.
Listen, I'm a man of 25 years, which is how you say your age these days. You say I'm a man of 25 years. And And yes, I did get trained on the dishwashing machine by a 19-year-old who was pretty full of himself, and that's fine.
Now you're doing these. You're doing these all wrong. You see, you really got to put that twist in your elbow. I really want to feel that carpal tunnel just pull through you.
Yeah, not to like toot my own horn, but it was more like me doing a pretty decent job because it's dishwashing, and the 19-year-old being like, "Hey, you're picking this up quick," and I'm like, "Yeah, dog. It's dishwashing. Of course I am. I'm here to make money, not to like improve my skill set." And
this is gonna be my new resume. It's gonna be a two plates taped together, and one of them's gonna be really dirty, and the other one's gonna be super clean. And you're gonna write a Sharpie on the clean one that said, "I did this.
I did this one. I'm the good one. I'm the good dishwasher." You're gonna
throw it through the window of different businesses you want to work at.
Oh, and I'm honestly, like, all kidding aside, I really am just sort of like, it's the funniest thing being that much older than people. Like, you have to understand, like, the guy who trained me on dish, 19 years old. One of his best friends is our headline cook, like, other than the actual, like, kitchen managers. Like, our headline cook is also this 19-year-old dude who's like, "Hey, man, you're doing a killer job today." I'm like, "Thanks, I graduated high school in 2012, so I like to think that my skill set has expanded." The other day...
Thanks, my bones will lie with the dinosaurs.
The other day, one of the kitchen guys was saying something about something. What a great way to start a story, DJ. And all of a sudden, I heard, "Hey, who the fuck needs a post-secondary education anyway?" And I was like, "Well, I have one, so here I am, ready
it's
for
okay,
the world."
I only predate 2/3 of the Smithsonian exhibits.
You know, I knew the big dinosaur they have in there. Used to call him Charlie. They didn't.
Ooh. Now he's up there with the angels. No relation.
No relation. Oh, Darren.
Yes.
It's good to be back. It's good to finally...
It's okay.
All right.
Oh, no, it's good. It's good. Yeah. No, I saw that in your eyes. It's good.
How do you feel about this dead air that you created with your horrible
you know,
attitude?
It's, you can breathe it in and feel the silence, you know. I feel like Depeche Mode.
You don't deserve to feel like Depeche Mode, Darren. Before we wrap up this this sort of venture back into the world of regular podcasting, and by regular I think Friends of Microphone is going up bi-weekly to start, right?
I believe that's the starting schedule will be bi-weekly, and then eventually it will be about 6 times per day, but we'll get there.
Just an editor's note here, Darren was lying. A horrible liar. That's what Darren is. Okay, back to the show.
That's not true. Editor's note for the other editors that's not DJ. He's actually really true about this, and he's good and right.
Okay, just a quick editor's note about the thing Darren said there. That is absolutely not true. This is me just in post, just adding this in.
Hey,
it's not true.
This is just an editor's note, Darren. Can you go back and add a few more elephants in? The corporate overlords are really thinking the elephants will play well with the fans, okay. So we need like 6 or 7
okay,
now.
Just an editor's note. We're just looking to see if we can find a genuine elephant noise that isn't just
hey, this
DJ.
Is just an elephant's note for the editors. Can you just, can the editor, can the elephant which is, there's a little too much trunk and not enough junk in that, and anyway, moving on.
Darren.
DJ. Yep, DJ.
Are you, I don't even have the energy to even, I don't even have, like, the, I can't. Should I? I will. Darren, I just had an episode. I don't know what that was. That was the strangest,
that was,
like...
That was your years of age washing over you.
It was me just really thinking about Charlie. Darren, you got any... and listen, we should talk about this maybe and be a little more upfront about this. We have decided to forego the necessity of having a Spotify playlist to go along with this show. Because let me tell you something. Finding songs that you like and that also are on a specific streaming platform and not a different one because you want to keep it all in the same place is annoying. And also, we don't feel like we always need to recommend music necessarily. I think we just like to talk about kind of what we've been... doing this past week in general, and or this past little while, and just I think we're just kind of like going with the flow, man. So like, Darren, do you have anything that you'd like to tell the people out there that you think they should check out?
Things grow and change. Deal with it.
Yeah, like boners.
Check out these nuts.
Yeah.
I got them.
Got them. And remember, I did say not to date the podcast, so let's please not use that joke from 2004?
It was in 1968, I believe.
I think 1954 was when D's Nuts was first uploaded to the original concept of YouTube, which was just...
You can actually see it. It's actually in Aramaic in the original version of the Dead Sea Scrolls, if you go back far enough.
I think it was just a flyer in the town square back then.
Yes. Well, shall we?
I asked you if you had anything to recommend.
Yeah, it was my nuts. Moving on. That's Link Arms. We'll walk off like cowboys into the sunset. The painted one, not a real sunset. We can't afford that.
Oh my god. Rainproofmedia.com will get you everything you could possibly need rainproof. You've got cool Twitter accounts, good TikToks, you've got YouTube videos, you've got this pile of human garbage, and you're gonna love it. So
just go check it out.
I know this isn't the ad break anymore. I just really wanted to talk about rainproofmedia.com again, and wanted to remind folks, of course, that if rainproofmedia.com is too hard for you to remember, you can of course always just go to fuckyoudj.com, and that will get you to where you need to be. Which for the time being, it'll get you there. If you're listening to this podcast after July 27th or later in the future, who knows? Who knows where it'll take you? Because I'm literally just going to keep changing where that domain goes. Because I don't care. I don't care. We'll tell you the real website, and you can use that reliably. You can use that reliably, or you can type in fuckyoudj.com and just see where the world takes you.
Just see where this rocket ship's going.
Just see where it's off to, man. Zoom, zoom away! Did we used to have a sign-off for this show?
Yeah, so show that to your uncle.
Yeah, show that to your uncle. I forgot about that. We should get a new sign-off. Season 2, baby!